Hello, dear parents, and welcome to our next episode where we dive deep into the heart of motherhood. My name is Susan, and I'll be your narrator on behalf of Efrat Hazaz, the co-founder and chief of parenting programs at the Makes Kids Happier Center. Being a mother is not an easy task. It's demanding and often feels unrewarding. The moment our first child is born, we embrace a profound identity. Along with this comes the monumental responsibility of parenthood, a duty that accompanies us from that moment on, forever inseparable from our identities. Our mind never rests, continuously filled with daily questions and concerns related to every action we undertake with our children and for their sake. We grapple with quandaries such as, why did I lose my temper with my children over a trivial matter that upset me? Did I fail to prepare enough nutritious food for their dinner? Why didn't I allow her to wear that flamboyant dress to school? She was so disappointed. And countless more situations that steal our sleep. If we allow these thoughts to dominate us without daily or weekly moments of positive affirmation, we risk losing ourselves. We run the danger of quickly becoming irritable and exhausted mothers. So, how can we manage these thoughts and lessen the weight of parental responsibility? The answer is by practicing proper self-encouragement and acknowledging the wonderful mother that you are. We can make a positive change. Let's learn how to do this. For this exercise, you'll need to answer three vital questions, so please grab something to write with. The first question is, what characteristic or aspect do you excel in? As a mother, this question involves creating a crucial list. Write down the characteristic or aspect that you excel in as a mother. Consider your unique qualities, or the actions you perform as a mother that you believe you shine in. Focus on the positive. Think about what you do best. For example, you might be exceptional at soothing your crying child. Perhaps you invest a lot of quality time playing with your children, or you take joy in having fun together. It could be that your time with your children is limited, but when you are with them, you provide rich academic enrichment. Your hugs might carry a healing power that eases their discomfort. The meals you prepare might be their most cherished. You could excel in engaging in meaningful conversations with your children, creating a space where they feel safe to share with honesty and trust. The list is endless. It's critical to recognize the positive attribute you've identified and display it in a place where you can see it regularly. Like on your refrigerator, to continually remind yourself of your incredible qualities. Additionally, I suggest writing it down on a note and placing it in your wallet. Every time you open your wallet, you'll get a reminder of how extraordinary and amazing you truly are. Don't hesitate to give yourself a pat on the back. You've earned it. I'd like to clarify something. I'm well aware there's a great deal of self-criticism out there, but the objective of this exercise is to highlight and reinforce the positive actions that you do but perhaps don't fully acknowledge. Let's reflect on this scenario. Mothers who don't have the time, knowledge, or desire to cook often feel guilty for not preparing home-cooked or healthy meals for their children. I want to assure these mothers that it's perfectly acceptable to purchase pre-prepared meals. For those concerned about nutrition, there's a wealth of healthy, ready-made meal options available. What your children truly need is a happy and content mother. If cooking doesn't bring you joy, it's unlikely that your children will find joy in the meals. Investing your time in quality moments with your children is far more valuable. They'll be just as happy as you are. So, concentrate on the positive things you do for your children and strive to be at peace with your decisions. This will bolster your consciousness of your effective parenting. The second question is, what are all the things you genuinely enjoy doing for yourself? please list at least three things. Examples could include meeting with a friend or going on a date with your spouse, maybe getting a nail polish, enjoying quiet reading time, walking the dog, strolling along the beach, watching a movie, dancing, cycling, and more. The goal of this exercise is to underscore the significance of your time each day. And when you engage in these activities, make sure to carve out time for yourself. I understand there will be those who say, "It's not feasible." But I'm here to tell you that it's entirely your choice. Just as you'd schedule meetings with clients or colleagues for work, or arrange time with friends in the park, you should also be scheduling time for yourself. I recommend doing this every day, and I'll even explain how. I don't anticipate you setting aside an hour or two each day, but vary it. One day, allow 15 minutes, and on another day, schedule half an hour. The key is to manage it just as you would manage your workday, or as you manage your schedule alongside your household and children. You need to understand that you are the most vital and important part of your day, and you need to recharge yourself. Don't rely on anyone else, just yourself. So, what's the next step? Transfer the list you've created to your planner, assigning specific times to each activity. For example, I dedicate myself to yoga at 8 p.m. on Sunday. On Monday, I take time for a leisurely walk, and so forth. I officially incorporate these into my planner as integral parts of my schedule. Knowing this time is reserved for me, I fully immerse myself in these moments. Remember, it's okay for plans to change. Be flexible as necessary. Yet, establish a personal guideline. Limit yourself to canceling only one scheduled activity. Too often, we neglect the plans we make just for ourselves. It's time to change that pattern. An essential aspect of safeguarding your personal time is keeping your family in the loop. It's important that your spouse and children are aware of your schedule. They should know what to expect. Otherwise, they might wonder, "Where's mom?" And the last thing we want is for them to inadvertently disrupt your private moments. So, inform them in advance. Let them know gently but assertively that you'll be unavailable for a while, but will return to join them for dinner or other activities within an hour. Setting clear expectations is crucial. Once you've carved out this daily time for yourself, you'll discover the true value of self-care and the significance of claiming your own space. And remember, even after a day that's emotionally taxing, there's always tomorrow to look forward to, another chance to refresh and replenish your energy. The third question: can you share an experience you had with your children in the past 3 days that made you feel proud? Let me give you some examples. I organized a family game night that everyone enjoyed, creating memorable moments of laughter and connection. Or I helped my child finish their homework with patience, turning a stressful situation into a bonding moment. The aim of this exercise is to remind you each day of the amazing mothers you are. At the end of every day, strive to recall one moment you spent with your children, a moment that filled you with pride. Even if it seems minor, the impact is significant. For example, I managed to carve out some time to play with my daughter. If you're a mother who often struggles to find such time, and today you succeeded and your child was overjoyed, congratulate yourself. Another victory might be, I persuaded my child to eat vegetables instead of chocolate. If all you did was gently remind them and they listened, congratulate yourself. Another successful moment when your daughter decided to dress herself for school. If your child usually resists getting dressed for school and today you encouraged her to dress herself, that's a noteworthy achievement. As we close today's episode, let's hold on to a vital truth. The pursuit of perfection is not our aim. Instead, our goal is to embrace the entirety of who we are. As women, partners, and mothers, achieving this sense of completeness demands that we care for ourselves. Remember, this journey towards wholeness doesn't hinge on our children or our partners. It starts and ends with you. By nurturing ourselves, we step into our fullest potential, radiating strength, love, and balance in every role we embody. So, as we part ways for now, carry forward the message that your well-being is the foundation upon which your family thrives. Thank you, moms, for joining me in this episode. For more like this, visit our Parent Space on the MKH site as we continue to share, learn, and grow together in our parenting journey. Let's keep in mind, making our kids happier not only enriches their lives, but also brightens the world around us.